If you just take some time today, the gospel is John 15, 9 to 11. I think we've done enough for the moment. See, the whole, this seemingly uneventful incident here. James stands up and says, this is the way we can not observe the law and yet not exacerbate the relationship between us and our Jewish brothers and sisters who do keep the law as we did up until a few weeks ago. James, the holy elder of the group, then gives that quote from the prophet Amos. The gospel is very simple. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Well, how much does the Father love the Son? Just think about that. You know, that's the way I love you. See? Remain in my love. And now he tells us how. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. Now what's the rhythm there? See, what's going on there? You see? Yielding to the will of another in love. My Father has told me what to do, and I do it. And I abide in his love. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret. Do what I tell you, and you will abide in my love. You see how the key is obedience. But it's not obedience like the army, yes, sir. It's a yielding of your whole spirit to God. And that's why it says, you see, if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. No general ever said that. You know, there's something going on here, teaching us the rhythm of love, which is to yield to the desires, commandments of the beloved. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments, and I remain in his love. So that the Lord is telling us the relationship that we have. See, we're brought into the Trinitarian life. That's what happens at baptism, right? And now the Trinity dwells in us. And the rhythm of that infinite, eternal life is within us. And what is that rhythm? Love. And so, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. So there's a yielding, an obedience, a trust. You know, in Chapter 5, when the Jews are all upset because Jesus healed that man at the pool of Bethesda. And he says, in effect, I don't move a muscle unless I see the Father doing it. And that's love. So then we're supposed to be able to say, I don't move a muscle unless I know that's what Jesus wants. That's the goal. And like with St. Rita and so many others, if we practice it, we'll be really holy. You see? Now, I have told you this so that everything will be in good order. Is that what he says? No. He says, I told you this so that my joy might be in you. That's why I told you. You see? And your joy then might be complete. If you do what I tell you, you will know a joy that is unspeakable. It's the joy of the Lord Himself. Think about this, huh? Already in this life, groping around in faith, we begin to live the life of heaven, which is yielding to the Father's love as it's given to us by the Holy Spirit, who forms us forever in total conformity to the Word of God made flesh. And then that's our joy. That's our joy. And so the texts, this part of the years I've told you is always just John. But it's John now getting us ready for the Feast of Pentecost. That's when we can actually do this. Be as obedient to Jesus as Jesus is to the Father.